Thanks for listening. My name is Robert Green. I'm the pastor at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Parma, and this program is called Benefit from the Bible. Do you have a church home where God is working through His Word and through His Supper to build you up in Jesus Christ? Come and be a faithful member of Bethlehem Lutheran Church, 7500 State Road in Parma. Go to our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com, to find out more. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, last Sunday we saw a woman who was known to have many sins, take radical action in order to express to Jesus her sorrow for her sins and her gratitude for the gift of forgiveness. Today we come to a man who has sometimes been called a wee little man. Some of you know him by the name of Zacchaeus. I want to do something unusual here and remind you of Zacchaeus. Many of you remember probably from Sunday school many years ago.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree, the Lord he wanted to see. The Lord passed by and said,
Zacchaeus, you come down from there.
Cause I'm going to your house today. Cause I'm going to your house today. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree, the Lord he wanted to see. The Lord passed by and said, Zacchaeus, you come down from there. Cause I'm going to your house today. Cause I'm going to your house today. Yes, I'm going to your house today.
Well, we're thinking about Zacchaeus today, and we come to this key question: does salvation result in major change? Keep that in mind as we work our way through the text. We find ourselves today in Luke chapter 19, working our way through verses 1 through 10. Going to the first part, I'm calling it a little man with a big desire. Going to verse 1 of Luke 19, the Bible says, Jesus entered Jericho, which, if you're looking at the map there, you can see it's about 17 miles east of Jerusalem. And as he was passing through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem is where we find the setting. The Bible continues, and there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for Jesus was about to pass that way. First of all, what can we say about chief tax collectors in general? Well, first of all, they were Jews. But the problem is, they were Jews who worked for the despised Roman government. Furthermore, they were considered to be corrupt because oftentimes they would collect more taxes than they were supposed to. What can we say about rich Zacchaeus? The Bible identified him in that way. Well, he was rich for a couple possible reasons. He was rich because he did, in fact, collect too much tax from those he was collecting from. It's also possible that he was rich because of the lucrative production and export of balsam, a gum resin substance we know today as turpentine, which was plentiful in Jericho. So they're producing this substance. People are selling it, taxes are being collected, so it could have been that he lived in kind of a wealthy area and got rich in that manner, maybe a combination of the two. We don't know for certain. But more important, though, is that Zacchaeus, he was determined. Think about this man of small stature. There's a large crowd gathered in order to see Jesus, and maybe everybody else is like head and shoulders taller than Zacchaeus. What can he do? The crowd is in front of him. There's no way he can see Jesus. He could have said, okay, I give up. It's impossible to see him. I might as well just go back home. But what did he do, though? He improvised. He's like, okay, if I'm short, I need to figure out a way to elevate myself. Oh, yeah, Jesus is going down this road. I know there's a sycamore tree down there. I know I could climb up in that tree. And that way, when Jesus passes by, I'll be right up in the tree, and I'll have a bird's eye view of Jesus passing by. So he did not give up. What about us? Does God want us to be determined too? By all means. When it comes to Jesus and the Bible, God wants us to be determined to make time for God's word every day. Many forces are against us on that, but God is saying, be determined, figure out somehow, some way every day to make time for the word of God. And then let's also be determined that no matter what the rest of the world says, let us be determined that we're always going to believe in Jesus no matter what. Let's go on to our second part. I'm calling it our compassionate Savior. We pick up in verse 5 of the text. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. That was the impression of the rest of the crowd when they saw what Jesus said, what he did. Last Sunday, you might recall that we focused on a man named Simon who was a Pharisee. And we also focused on the sinful woman who came into his house in order to express her sorrow and gratitude to Jesus. I think Zacchaeus was a little bit like both of them. For example, Zacchaeus was like the sinful woman in that he knew he was a sinner, and he was a little bit like Simon the Pharisee in that he was interested in Jesus, and he wanted to find out more about Jesus. So he was interested. He climbed up the tree. When Jesus said, I must come to your house, he received him joyfully, because in a sense, that's exactly what Zacchaeus wanted, to find out more about Jesus. So what did Jesus, our compassionate Savior, do? He accommodated Zacchaeus by looking up, seeing him in the tree, taking notice of the wee little man in the tree, and expressing undeserved kindness to Zacchaeus in desiring to stay at his house. So, of course, Jesus, knowing his heart, knowing his mind, he knew what Zacchaeus was desiring, and Jesus accommodated him. However, the crowd was unhappy. They may have concluded and said, look at this great prophet, Jesus. It is incompatible for him to spend any time with this man who is a corrupt tax collector. It's just incompatible that they would spend any time together, and especially over a meal. That was the view of the people. Do we sometimes get that same idea, maybe in regard to us towards someone else? Sometimes that can happen, but whenever we get thinking in that way, let us remember that the people who are sorry sinners, those are the same people who are ready to receive Jesus as their Savior. So it doesn't matter how much people have sinned, but when they are sorry sinners, that is a golden opportunity to tell them the good news as to how much God loves them and what God has done for them in Jesus to take away their sins and for them to receive God's gift of forgiveness. Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was ready, and he was there to provide him what he needed. Let's go on to the third part. I'm calling it some amazing fruits of repentance. Picking up in verse 8, the Bible says, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord Jesus, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, for he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So let's think about big changes for a small in stature tax collector. Though we are not told, it's apparent to me in reading the text that God had already worked godly sorrow within Zacchaeus and also worked faith within Zacchaeus. As we come to the section I just read, therefore Zacchaeus, being rich, having much more than he needed, what does he do in response to the faith that God has given him, in response to the gift of forgiveness? He says, I will give half of all that I have to the poor. That is a radical bit of fruit coming from his faith. Furthermore, Zacchaeus said that if he had cheated any person out of anything, he would pay that person four times as much. So if Zacchaeus cheated you out of $10, Zacchaeus would give you $40. He did it because he wanted to, because of the change that God had worked within him. So the promises he made about giving away half, about paying back four times as much, that had nothing to do with him earning his salvation, but that flowed as a result of him receiving God's gift of eternal life, God's gift of forgiveness through faith in Jesus. So that was the great result of what was coming from his life as now a saved child of God. And then this idea of him being a son of Abraham. Jesus called him a son of Abraham, but let's keep in mind he did so not because he was a son by blood. Now, he was in a sense, but I don't think that's what Jesus was saying at all. He did it because Zacchaeus was seen by Jesus to be a son of Abraham by faith. The blood relationship, a lot of people emphasize, but the faith relationship, that is the one that counts for eternity. Consider what God inspired Paul to write in Romans chapter 9. The Bible says, not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring. It is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. So, by grace, through faith, we have received God's promise of forgiveness. So, we are children of Abraham, not by blood, but by faith, just like Zacchaeus. That's what's more important. And then finally, what about big changes for all people who are saved? Now, upon God bringing us to Christ, does that mean that we have to give away half of all that we have, like Zacchaeus did? That's not what it says there. But I do believe, though, that there will be radical transformation in the life of any person that was at one point on his way to eternal punishment and now is on his way to eternal life. Let me share with you the passage that you have in your service folder, and it's from Acts chapter 26, picking up partway through verse 17, and these are words that Jesus said to Paul as to the mission that Jesus was sending Paul on, and notice the radical change from this to that over and over again. Jesus said to Paul, I am sending you to them. If you look at the context, to the Jews and to the Gentiles. Here is why I'm sending you, Paul, to open their eyes from their spiritual blindness and turn them from darkness to light, from evil to good, and from the power of Satan to God. In other words, from being powered by Satan, living for Satan, to being empowered by God and living for God. And what's the purpose of all that? So that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified, in other words, made holy in my sight by faith in me. So you can see how each person was being taken from darkness to light, from evil to good, from hell to heaven, all these radical changes. God wants us to believe how bad the bad news is in His Word, and then we're going to greatly rejoice in how good the good news is in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Finally, Jesus said these words in the house of Zacchaeus. He said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Well, here at Bethlehem Lutheran, we preach God's law. And why do we do that? We do that to reveal sin within us and to reveal the reality for those who are lost so that they see their lost condition. And then we preach God's gospel, the good news about Jesus, so that all lost people, by God's work, by God's grace, by God's work through His Word, they can receive then exactly what they need. And what is that? The forgiveness of their sins. Let us rejoice, understanding that at some point in life, definitely we were lost. But let us greatly rejoice so, knowing that in Jesus Christ, we have been found, we are saved, we are forgiven, we are the children of God. And all God's people said, Amen. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a Bible teaching church, come and join us at 7500 State Road in Parma. See our website for our current schedule. Go to benefitfromthebible.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.